turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 32.
请大家把圣经打开到使徒行传第二十章第二十六到二十八到三十二节。
Acts chapter 20, verses 28 to 32.
使徒行传第二十章二十八到三十二节。
And the topic for consideration today is the pastor must guard.
这里我们今天我们所要查考的题目是牧师务必要看守。
The meaning of the word pastor is a shepherd.
这里牧师的意思就是一个牧者。
In fact, in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, the word to feed the church of God, the word to feed means, literally means to shepherd.
那么在二十八节所提到这个牧养这个字呢，就是要来喂养教会，好像跟牧羊人一样。
What is the function of a shepherd?
某一个牧羊人所要做的是什么呢？
You realize that he primarily will be involved in two things concerning the sheep.
一个牧羊人呢，主要有两项任务要做。
Number one, he will make sure that the sheep will get good food.
首先，他要确保羊群得到好的食物。
So he will lead the sheep into green pastures, whereby the sheep can eat of fresh grass.
所以牧羊人会把那些羊群带到有青草地的地方，好让他们吃那些新鲜的草。
And if you know, sheep, they cannot eat weeds because they will be poisoned and they may die.
你知道羊群不能吃野草，因为他们会中毒，会死亡。
And so the shepherd will make sure that they will grow to fields that has fresh grass, a grass that has just grown.
所以牧羊人会把他们带到刚刚有新草长出来的地方。
So that the sheep will receive the best nutrition for their growth.
这样羊群才会得到最好的滋养，好让他们成长良好。
And so we saw this in the last message.
所以在上一堂的讲道，我们看到了这一点。
How the pastor would feed, God's flock would be through the preaching of God's word.
牧师要怎么样牧养神的羊群呢？就是通过神的话语。
And so therefore he must preach the word of God in season and out of season.
所以他必须要无论何时或不何时都要把神的话语传开。
But there is another function of the shepherd.
但是牧羊人还需要做的另外一个工作就是
The other function is that he must protect the flock.
他就是要来保护羊群。
Because as the sheep graze in the field, oftentimes the sheep will be attacked by predators.
因为很多时候这些羊群在吃草的时候会被其他的动物袭击。
Whether they be wolves or lions, the sheep are often in great danger.
不管是狮子或狼，这些羊群呢都处在非常危险的状况。
And so one who is a true shepherd must be prepared to place his life online in order to defend the sheep.
说一个牧羊人甚至要做好准备，献上他的生命来保护他的羊群。
And you realize that is exactly how our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is like. He gave himself for us.
你知道我们主耶稣基督也是这样做，为了我们他献上了自己的生命。
And so it is the case also for the pastor.
所以牧师也必须要这样做。
He must be prepared to protect the flock, even if it means to the loss of his life.
他必须要做好准备保护羊群，甚至牺牲了自己的生命。
The one who is not prepared to do so is called a hireling.
一个不准备这样做的是不过是被雇用的人而已。
And that is why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says, well, beware of such who come who are not prepared to protect the flock with their life.
所以主要我们知道有时有这样的人进来，他们不愿意来保护羊群的。
But those whom the Lord has placed this burden, they must know that they have this duty in order to guard the flock with everything that they have.
但是那些牧师如果他们真正有神的交托，就有这样的负担，他们愿意献上生命来保护羊群。
And so therefore the call to the pastorate is a very solemn call, a very solemn charge.
所以神呼召一个人做牧师，那是一个非常严肃的一个呼召。
Of course, the pastor in the church oftentimes does not do it alone.
当然在教会的牧师很多时候不是单独的这样做的。
Because in the church, there are also lay elders to stand beside him, and so they will also be involved actively in this charge.
当然，因为教会有长老会与牧师同在，来一起很活跃的来执行这项任务。
And that is exactly the case that we see here in Acts chapter 20, because in Acts chapter 20, you will find that it is a gathering of the elders of Ephesus.
那我们在《使徒行传》二十章也看到，因为《使徒行传》二十章呢，就记载了那些以弗所的长老们聚集在一起。
You can find this in the earlier verses.
你可以在比较这段经文的比较早前的那些经文看到。
And before verse 28, you will see how the Apostle Paul says, right, with regards to the preaching of God's word, I am clear from the blood of all men.
莫使徒保罗也说到他使徒保罗在第二十六节他也说到，他说无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。
Because he have not shunned from declaring to the flock of God the whole counsel of God.
为什么保罗说我与众人的血是洁净的呢？因为他没有避开不说神全部的道。
So he fulfilled the first function of that of a good pastor.
所以保罗已经完成了一个好牧师第一个工作，就是把神的话语完完全全传出去。
But not only that.
但是不只是这样。
But you realize that the apostle Paul was also faithful in terms of guarding the flock.
使徒保罗他也很忠心的来保护他的羊群。
And how do we know this?
我们怎么知道这一点呢？
Because in verse 31 he says.Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I, that is the Apostle Paul, cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
因为他在三十一节说到，我三年之久，昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
And this warning has to do with danger that will besiege the church.
他这样的劝诫呢，是关乎那些会。到来袭击教会的攻击
especially spiritual danger
的危险，特别是属灵的危险。
And now that the Apostle Paul now have to leave the Ephesian elders, he prayed that the Ephesian elders, right, both the pastors as well as the elders, will continue to hold the fort in this area.
保罗现在要离开了，他要以弗所的牧师和长老在这一方面要格外的谨慎。
That they must guard the flock with their life.
他们必须要坚守岗位，用自己的生命来捍卫这些羊群。
But before they can guard the flock with their life, there is one other thing in which they must first guard.
但是在他们这样做之前呢，还有另外一个东西他们必须要做的。
And what is it?
那是什么呢？
Well, here the Bible says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. So take heed first unto yourselves.
这里圣经告诉我们在二十八节，你们就当为自己谨慎。
The first person that he must guard is himself.
他首先要为自己来谨慎。
Guard himself from what?
那要谨慎些什么东西呢？
Not to put a hedge around himself and then to hide in a cave.
不是说把一些东西围在自己身边或者躲在山洞里。
Otherwise, how to minister?
否则他怎么样做主的工呢？
No, that is not what it means to guard oneself.
这里所谓为自己谨慎不是这样的意思。
Here, to guard oneself means that the pastor, before he can minister to others, must first guard his spiritual life.
牧师他在传道之前呢，他必须要谨慎自己，就是要保护好自己的灵命。
He must keep his heart with all diligence.
他要保守自己的心怀意念。
Because if he is not walking right before the Lord, everybody else will follow in the same way.
因为他如果在神面前的行走是不当的，其他的人就会效法他的行为。
Understand that the pastor is a man just like all of you are men.
我们要明白牧师不过是人，像我们一样。
And every man has his weaknesses, every man has his feelings.
每个人有他的软弱，有他失败的地方。
Everybody is...A sinner saved by grace, and that includes the pastor.
每一个人都是罪人得救的，那么牧师也一样。
And the pastor is not Superman.
牧师不是一个超人。
Now sometimes when we read the scriptures, we think that the Apostle Paul is a superman.
有时候我们在读圣经的时候，我们误以为使徒保罗是一个超人。
Seems like every step of the way he can walk rightly with the Lord.
好像他生命的每一个步伐呢，都是行走正确的。
But if you read the scriptures carefully, you'll realize that the Apostle Paul was also a man besieged with many fears.
但是倘若你仔细读圣经的话，你会发现使徒保罗他也面临了许多的恐惧。
And often times he had to go to the Lord and seek the Lord's help in order to overcome these fears.
他常常要来到主面前寻求主的帮助来克服这些恐惧。
And as he went from place to place, he often times beseeched the people of God, please pray for me, because without God's help, the word of God will not have free course.
他常常从一个地方到另外一个地方就恳求那边的人为他代祷，因为如果倘若没有主的帮忙呢，神的话语是不能自由传开的。
Yes, he needs the Lord just as much as every one of us needs the Lord.
是的，使徒保罗非常需要主，就好像我们每一个人一样都需要主。
So you just imagine if the pastor does not walk rightly in terms of holiness and you know, in terms of the study of God's word, then in the end, not only will he suffer, but the whole flock of God will suffer.
所以我们可以想象，一个牧师呢，没有亲近神，仔细查考神的话语，那么其他的会众就会效法他的行为。
And as a pastor, he is definitely the first target of Satan to be brought down.
作为牧师呢，他也是撒旦的第一个要攻击的目标。
So you must pray for your pastor.
所以要为你的牧师祷告。
And sometimes in the pastorate, it can be lonely. The problems that we face, we just cannot say.
因为有时候做牧者，我们的工作也是非常孤单，有一些问题不能分享出去的。
We want to say, but sometimes we say we will discourage a lot of people.
因为如果我们说出来，会使别人感到灰心。
But we too have our struggles.
但是我们也有自己的挣扎。
And we need to guard ourselves.
我们也要好保护好自己。
And if we are not careful, then it is of great danger to the church, and we truly sin before the Lord.
如果我们不保护好自己，犯罪了，那么就会给教会带来，使教会陷入罪里。这的确在神眼中是很大的罪的。
So if a pastor wants to guard the flock, the first thing he must do is to guard himself.
所以牧师要保护好羊群，首先要保护好自己。
If he is not careful, he will cause others to stumble.
如果他不小心的话，他会绊倒别人。
So pray for us.
所以为牧师祷告。
Now after this, in this command, the next command that the Lord gives to the pastors would be to guard the flock.
那么在为自己谨慎之后，下一个命令神给牧师的，在28节就是要为全群谨慎。
And he must always remember that this flock is not his flock, but the Lord's flock.
牧师要记得羊群不是属于他的，是属于主的。
The people in the church is not the pastor's people, but it is the Lord's people.
教会的人不是牧师的人，而是神的人。
Because it is the Lord who has died in order to redeem his people from their sins.
因为是主他被钉死，用他的宝血来赎回他的名的。
Now these people are purchased by the blood of God himself.
因为这些人是神用自己的血来救赎的。
And so they belong to God.
所以他们是属于神的。
The pastor is just an under shepherd, just a steward to assist the Lord in looking after his people.
牧师不过是一个小牧者，是一个管家，来帮助主来牧养他的羊群。
So he must never lord over the flock of God.
所以他不能高高在上。
And he must be prepared to make sure that God's flock is protected because they belong to God.
所以他们要确保羊群得到很好的很好的保护，因为羊群是属于神的。
If the flock belongs to to the pastor himself, then, whether or not he wants to protect the flock is up to him, isn't it?
如果羊群是属于牧师，那他要不要去保护羊群呢？是由他决定。
Because he's only accountable to who? He's only accountable to himself.
因为他只需要对自己做交代。
Something that belongs to you, you are free to do whatever you want to your possession, right?
那么因为倘若一个东西是属于你的，你要怎么样去处理它，是让你自己来决定的。
Now, some of you have mobile phones.
我们当中我们有手机。
Now, of course, I know that you treasure your mobile phones a lot.
当然我知道你非常珍惜你的手机。
But if any one of you suddenly want to take a mobile phone and throw it at the wall, can anybody say anything against you?
但是倘若你们当中任何人想要你把你的手机扔下 墙，有任何人可以说出什么话吗？
They only can say that, "Hey, why are you so silly? Take a mobile phone and throw on the wall."
他们最多只能说，你怎么这么傻，把手机丢向墙壁呢？
But you can turn to the person and say, "It's my mobile phone. I can do whatever I want to it."
但是你可以对那个人说，那是我的手机，我可以为所欲为。
But if that mobile phone belongs to your friend,
但是那手机如果是属于你的朋友。
And your friend lends you the mobile phone.
朋友不过把手机借给你。
I think you better look after the phone very carefully.
那你最好小心看顾好那手机。
I don't think you're going to take the phone and throw it on the wall.
不认为你会把手机丢向墙壁。
Soon your friend will come after you.
因为你的朋友会找你麻烦。
Now, if that is true with regards to your friend, what more to something that belongs to God?
如果手机只是你的朋友，事情都会演变成这样，何况羊群是属于神的呢？
When you heard.A sheep that belongs to God. Do you not think that God will come after you?
倘若你伤害神的其中一只羊，你认为神不会找你算账吗？
So that is why the Lord down here reminds the pastors, please remember that every one of my children belongs to me.
所以这里神要牧师谨记，就是每一头头羊呢都是属于神的。
You did not die for their sins. I died for their sins.
你并没有为他们的罪被钉死，是我为他们的罪而死。
And so therefore, you who are given this privilege to serve as the under-shepherd, you must bear full accountability for the flock of God.
所以牧师有这个特权来做一个小牧者，照顾神的羊群，他们就要准备好做交账的工作。
And so therefore, guard them zealously.
所以神要他们全心的、全意的保护好这些羊群。
But guard them for what?
但是要保护他们什么呢？
Well, here the Bible says, For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
29节告诉我们，我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。
So this talks about dangers that come from the outside.
这里讨论到的危险是来自外面的。
There will be people from the outside who will seek to destroy the church.
会有从外面进来的人要来毁掉教会。
And, well, they can do so by their teaching, they can do so, by controlling others, like government officials or other powerful men in order to destroy the church.
他们可以通过来把一些假的教义带进教会，或者通过控制一些政权来对教会进行压迫。
So there will be such people from the outside.
所以会有这样外来的人对教会构成危险。
They will come.
他们会来的。
They will surely come.
他们肯定会来。
That is why the Apostle Paul spent 3 years warning about these people.
这也是为什么保罗花了3年的时间要劝诫以弗所的人。
And perhaps in those days, it may be easier for them to recognize this because, the church at Ephesus was often persecuted.
或许在他们保罗他们的那个时代呢，他们比较容易认清这些人。因为在以弗所的教会是常常得到逼害的。
In those days, if you call yourself a Christian, you stand out like a sore thumb.
当时候，如果你称自己为基督徒的话呢，别人就很快分辨出你的。
You are often hated, looked down, and reviled by the heathen.
你会被那些异教徒呢？他们会憎恨你，他们会憎恨你。
And so, therefore, the pastor must be prepared to defend the flock from.These threats.
所以牧师要做好准备，保护羊群免受这些威胁。
Of course, the best way to defend from these threats is to preach the word of God.
当然，最好的方法呢，就是把神的话语传开。
And to warn them of these dangers.
也要警告他们有这样的危险。
But perhaps the one that is most disturbing in this particular passage is verse 30.
但是可能在这段经文里面令人很困惑的是第三十节。
For verse 30 says, Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them.
因为三十节告诉我们，就是你们中间 也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
These are not men from the outside. These are men whom we call our own.
这些人不是从外面来的，是我们自己当中的自己人。
People whom we call our own are oftentimes people whom we may have shared friendships and relationships with.
因为我们把他们当成是自己人，我们就与他们建立了友情。
And yet down here, the word of God says there will be some who are false disciples, false Christians.Who will arise and then speak these perverse things in order to draw men to follow them?
但是三十节圣经却告诉我们，会有这些假的门徒、假的基督徒会起来说悖谬的话，要引诱其他门徒去跟从他们。
It's something that we may find it hard to understand, and yet this is something which history would testify is very, very true concerning the church.
这一点我们可能很难理解，可是从历史上我们就很清楚地看到这件事情是有发生的。
In fact, you just need to look at the Bible itself, you will realize that this is true.
事实上，你只是看看单看圣经，你会发现这也是真实的。
If you study the epistles, you will realize that every single epistle is written to address a problem.
你会当你在读那些书信的时候，你会发现每一个书信所写的都是针对了一些问题。
And oftentimes these problems arise from people within the ranks.
很多时候这些教会的问题呢，是来自教会当中的那些人的。
You take, for example, the book of Galatians.
我们来看加拉太书。
No need to flip, I summarize for you.
你不用翻到那里去，我来给大家做一个总结。
The book of Galatians, right, talks about attack from a group of people called the Judaizers.
那加拉太书呢，就有这群人起来来攻击教会，他们是信犹太教的。
Who are the Judaizers?
那么这一群信犹太教的人是谁呢？
They are Jewish Christians from among the ranks who teach that you need to be circumcised in order to be saved.
对不起，他们是基督徒，但是他们是犹太人，他们说你需要行割礼才能够得救。
It is as good as saying today that if you are not baptized, you will not be saved.
就好比今天我们说，倘若你没有受洗，你就没有得救一样。
Understand that when we talk about water baptism is but a sign to indicate, to point to the inward reality of salvation which you have already received.
但是事实上，这个水的洗礼呢，是一个外在的形式，是代表了我们在心里已经相信了耶稣基督了。
If a person truly repents of his sins and believes in Christ,
一个人若真心的认罪悔改来相信主耶稣基督，
but before he can undergo the waters of baptism, he passed away.
但是在他还没有得到这水的洗礼之前呢，他去世了。
He will still be safe in the arms of Jesus.
这个人仍然能够安息在主的怀中。
This is something that we must understand.
这是我们要清楚明白的一点。
But there are some who, even today, right, who call themselves Christians, who say that baptism is necessary for salvation.
但是今天仍然有基督徒说，你需要受洗，你才是真正重生得救的。
And that is a false teaching. That is a heresy.
这是一个异端的说法，这是一个假的教义。
And that is exactly, that is similar to the heresy that you see in the book of Galatians.
这就是在加拉太书他们所面对的同样的那个错误的教义。
But these people who teach these things arise from the ranks of the Galatian church or from the churches itself.
但是教导这个错误的教义的是来自这个加拉太教会本身。
They are men who arose from the ranks.
这些人是来自教会内部的。
And so the Apostle Paul had to rebuke the Galatian Christians from moving away from the faith so fast.
所以使徒保罗必须要责备加拉太教会的人，他们将快离开他们的信心。
And then you will realize that in the Thessalonian epistles, the story is the same.
你会发现保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦的书信呢，故事也是大致一样的。
There were people who tried to imitate the writing of the Apostle Paul, and they gave out false letters.
这些帖撒罗尼迦教会里面呢，有些人就假冒是使徒保罗写了一些书信。
And they pervert the teaching of the second coming of Christ, and they made the Thessalonian Christians to be very afraid.
他们就歪曲了那个教义，关于耶稣第二次再来的教义，使到当时帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们都非常担心。
And some of them were very lazy, they did not want to work.
他们当中有一些人非常懒惰，不肯工作。
They say that, oh, you know, let us just wait, right?For the coming of Jesus Christ, and their waiting is to do nothing.
那么他们说，就让我们等待耶稣的再来吧。他们在等待的时候，就什么东西都不做。
And despite repeated warnings from the Apostle Paul, they refused to repent.
即使保罗屡次的劝诫他们，他们仍然是不肯认罪悔改。
And so, therefore, in the book of Second Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul have to exhort them, have nothing to do with these brethren.
所以保罗就写给帖撒罗尼迦一封书信，告诉他们，跟这样不守规矩的弟兄就不要跟他们有来往。
Withdraw yourselves from them.
不要跟他们有任何的来往，远离他们。
Because they refuse to take heed to the doctrine of the scriptures.
因为这一群人呢，他们不肯听神话语的教导。
And you ought to withdraw yourselves from them so that they may know that.No, they have walked in the wrong pathway, and the prayer is that they may come back to the Lord.
应该远离这一群人，让他们知道他们所行的是错误的，也要为他们祷告好，让他们来再次回到主的身边。
Now, who are these people that they are supposed to separate from?
他们那么这一群人，他们要离开的是谁呢？
Well, these are brethren who have arose from the ranks, but they teach false doctrines and they.Are engaged in false practice.
因为这一群人来自教会领袖，他们所教导的教义是错误的，所行的也是错误的。
And of course, I can go on with many of the other epistles, but I hope you get the point.
当然，我也可以用其他保罗所写的书信来做例子，但是我相信大家都明白我的重点了。
And another example in which we can see is from none other than the Bible Presbyterian movement itself in Singapore.
那么另外一个例子我们可以看到的就是笃信圣经长老会的教会的历史。
Just last week we had a course in the Far Eastern Bible College on Bible Presbyterianism history and theology.
那么就在上个星期呢，我们在远东神学会就有一个研讨会，是关于笃信圣经长老会它的历史和它的教义。
This church down here is where Bible Presbyterianism in Singapore first began, Life BP Church at Gilstead Road.
那么这个教会呢，就是笃信圣经长老会开始的教会的一个第一个教会的地址。
And the lectures were held there.
那么我们就是在那里举行了一系列的讲道。
And some of our brethren attended the lectures. They are here today. Oh, all of them are here today.
我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹也有去参加那一系列的讲道。
Yeah, yeah. Yan Fang was there. Sister Wai Ling was there. Desmond was there also.
Jun Yi, Yan Fang 和 Wai Ling 他们都有出席。
And it is interesting to note that while the Bible Presbyterian Church had strong growth in the beginning, very soon, right, problems arose.
我们知道笃信圣经长老会一开始呢，它的成长呢是非常迅速的。但是过了不久呢，就问题就出现了。
And what type of problems arose?
那么出现了什么问题呢？
Exactly like what you see in Acts chapter 20.
就好像你在《使徒行传》二十章所看到的一样。
There was this evangelist in the past around 1960s that was very popular. Now he has passed away. His name was Billy Graham.
我在1960年代呢，有一个非常出名的传道家，他的名字叫葛培里。
And Billy Graham started off apparently very conservative.
葛培里一开始讲道的时候呢，他是非常保守的。
But after that, he began to associate himself with apostates and those who teach heresy.
但是过了不久呢，他就与那些离教反道的人，那些离教反道的人和好了。
Including the Roman Catholic Church, which preach a gospel that is totally different from that of the scriptures.
他甚至和罗马天主教建立良好的关系，虽然罗马天主教所传扬的福音呢是另外一个福音。
And he was coming to Singapore to hold his crusades, including among the Bible Presbyterian Church.
他要来新加坡就展开他的这个布道大会，那么当中就有包括了笃信圣经长老会。
So this attack from where?
这样的攻击是来自哪里呢？
Attack from the outside, right?
是来自外面的。
And so the pastor, the founding pastor, Reverend Timothy Toh, had to guard the flock.
所以圣明堂的执堂者, 那么杜牧师就要保护他的羊群。
So he had to write in the session as well as in the congregation, he had to warn about the danger of this man.
所以他在长执会里, 在会众面前, 都要警告他们关于葛培里这个人。
But this man is a very charismatic man.
但是葛培里是个充满魅力的人。
In fact, recently when he died, you can see the pool, right, of this man. Right? Many people in the world were saying that this was a great man.
事实上你可以看见他是一个很有魅力的人，因为他不久前去世，就有很多人说他的确是一个很伟大的人。
But he's actually a compromiser. He's actually the Jehoshaphat of the 20th century.
其实他是一个在信心上做出一个妥协的人，好像耶沙法一样。
So the pastor had to defend.
所以当时的牧师就要保护他的羊群。
And that was correct. That is according to the duties that is required of the pastor. He must guard the flock.
那是正确的，因为作为牧师就要保护他的羊群。
But what happened?
但是发生了什么事呢？
Well, within the leadership, there were at least two that became very unhappy.
因为那么在当时生命堂的长执会里就有两个长执们不是很高兴。
So two of the session members stood up against him, and later there were more.
那么两个长执会首先就跟杜牧师对抗，后来还有更多的加入他们。
And one of them that actually joined in was the Taiwanese assistant of the Chinese service, which spoke all kinds of slanders against the pastor.
其中一个反对杜牧师的是在中文堂做助理的一个来自台湾的信徒。
So from one or two dissenters, well, it became so many.
从一两个开始反对杜牧师，到后来有很多人的加入。
And the dissension was so great that when the Far Eastern Bible College sought to have an extension of the church building, these people tried to put a stop to it.
这个分歧非常的大，以至于远东神学会要扩建的时候，这群人呢就反对杜牧师人，他们也尝试去阻止他们。
Well, thank God the Lord was gracious; they did not succeed. Otherwise, those who had their lectures, they would not have the place to have their refreshment.
但是感谢神，神阻止了这一切，否则今天在远东神学院的学生呢，就没有他们吃饭的那个地方了。
Yeah, the place where they had the refreshment was the extension, the L block.
那么他们现在吃饭的那个地方，就是当时他们要扩建的。But
of course, this spirit of dissension was so great that in the end, the pastor had to take a furlough in Israel.
但是当时这个反对的声音非常的强大，以至于牧师要去到以色列一段时间，暂时的休息。Well,
we thank God that in the end he could come back.
我们感谢神，他最后可以回来。But
until today, there is still this. Even in the Bible Presbyterian Church, there is still this spirit that supports Billy Graham.
但是今天呢，直到今天呢，在笃信圣经长老会里，还是有这样的一群人是支持葛培里的。
And they refuse to submit that there is a need to separate from unruly brethren.
他们拒绝的这样的一个教育，就是要与这些不守规矩的人呢分离。
And what happened to these churches? Well, today you see that their spirit is very, very different.
那么这当现在这些教会是怎么样的呢？你会发现他们的理念是非常不同的。
Now, God willing, next time if we can have a combined Bible study, I hope to show this to everyone.
那么主愿意的话，将来我们有联合的查考圣经呢，我愿意跟大家分享这一些。
I believe those who were at the DVBC, they would have seen it with their own eyes. I think it was an eye-opener for all of you, right?
那我相信那些初期刚才我所提到远东神学院这一系列讲到的，他们都看到了这一些。
Then from among the own ranks, there arose people who sought to undermine God's word.
在他们这些在教会里的人当中，就起来了一些人要削弱神的话语。
In the past, there were people who attacked the authenticity of the Genesis account.
以前人就攻击了到底创世纪的记载是否是真实的。
And today, the attack has to do with the preservation of God's word, especially in Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, the inspired words of God.
今天呢，所攻击的就是神到底有没有保守他的话语，特别是他的原文，就是希伯来文、希腊文和亚兰文。
And why is this so dangerous?
为什么这是非常危险的呢？
Oh, because the Bible is the very foundation of our faith.
因为圣经就是我们信心的根基了。
Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
因为圣经在诗篇十一篇第一节告诉我们，倘若根基被毁，义人能够做什么呢？
And so, no, when you attack the Bible and when the confidence, God's people's confidence in the Bible is undermined, everything will fall like a pack of cards.
当你攻击圣经的时候，信徒对圣经的权威就会对圣经的信任就会被削弱了，那么一切东西就会倒塌了。
Because it's from the Bible where we get good doctrines.
因为我们是从圣经里得到好的教育。
And it's from good doctrines that we get good practices that glorify God.
那么从好的教育，我们就有好的信心的操练来荣耀神。
So look at this diagram.
所以我要看大家看这个图片。
So the Bible is the foundation of our faith. So I'm going to write here. And this is Chinese congregation. I write in Chinese. 圣经。
所以圣经是我们教会的根基，因为这里是中文堂，我就用中文字来写。
And from the Bible we learn doctrine. So,
那从
we have 教义。
那从信心从圣经我们就得到我们的教义。
And then from doctrines, right? And doctrines will inform us of our practices.
那么教义就会告诉我们如何操练我们的信心。
So,操练。So, what happens if our foundation is gone?
那万一我们的根基没了呢？
What happens?
会发生什么事？
You take away the doctrine from a house. You take away a foundation from a house. What happened to the house?
如果你把根基从一个房子里那里移走，会发生什么事呢？
You have a three-story house. You take away a third story. At least you still have two-story to live.
如果你一个三层楼的房子，你把最顶楼移去，你至少还有两层楼。
You try taking away the first story.
但是你尝试把第一楼移走的话呢？
You have no house.
就没有房子了。
And so what will happen often that is what you will have your.Doctrines will soon fall.
那圣经如果被拿走，我们的教义就不存在了。
And you realize that this is fast happening in our Bible Presbyterian churches. A lot of the doctrines that we used to hold on to now, they are under attack.
你会发现这个现象已经出现在笃信圣经长老会里，很多以前我们所信靠的教义都没了。
And after that, what will follow will be practices. Also a fall.
一旦没有了正确的教育，就没有正确的信心的操练了。
And this is happening in our Bible Presbyterian churches. This spirit is also entering in. So herein is the warning for everyone.
那么这已经发生在我们笃信圣经长老会，这样的精神呢，已经进入了教会了。
And if in order to guard the flock from all these things, a pastor will have to give his life to it. He must.
那么如果要保护羊群免得受这些的祸害呢，牧师倘若要牺牲自己的生命，也必须要这么做。
Of course, that we also have to be on guard against worldliness, we have to be on guard against sin.
当然我们要保护羊群免离世俗的一切还有罪。
So this is what we must do.
这是我们所应当做的。
Because if the flock of God is affected in the end, we are accountable to God.
因为如果神的羊群受到危险、受到影响，牧师就要在神面前做交代了。
So I pray that you all will be on guard against these things.
所以我希望大家都会谨慎这一切。
No, it's not just individual Bible Presbyterian churches that may be like this, but it can be a spirit that support these things that can enter the church.
不只是每一个笃信圣经长老会教会，而是这样的一个精神呢，可以进入教会的。
Be on guard, and God willing, in the months and years to come, we will continue to teach on these things.
我们要谨慎，那么在将来的年日，如果神愿意的话，我们会继续教导这一切。
So that God's flock may be guarded.
好让神的羊群得到保护。
Let's pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Please have mercy upon all of us.
求主你怜悯我们众人。
We live in a world that is full of dangers.
我们居住在一个充满危险的世界。
May thou, O Lord, protect us from all these dangers, that thy people will not be moved like wheat.
主你保护你自己的羊群免受这一切的祸害。
Protect thy people from every doctrine that blows. Ground us in the good doctrine of the Bible.
帮助我们把根基扎在好的教义上，不受这些错误的教义影响。
And that thy people may continue to mature in their faith and bear a pure testimony for the sake of Christ.
好让你的子民继续在你的话语里成长成熟，并且做一个纯洁的见证。
May the name of Christ be always glorified.
愿主的名永远得到荣耀。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.